Praise the Lord, beloved. I just want to share with you a quick word today. I was sitting here meditating in the Word, actually reading The Normal Christian Life, which is possibly one of the best books ever written besides the Bible. It actually describes, explains real Christianity and how to walk it out. I know he sets out four principles. He says, knowing, reckoning, presenting, and walking. Knowing, reckoning, presenting, and walking. Now, none of that works without understanding the full picture of the cross. And so the Holy Spirit's here to reveal to us what actually took place, why it had to take place. And the only people who are walking in real Christianity and in the real life of Jesus are those who have had a genuine revelation from the Holy Spirit, a revealing to their spirit of something mankind can't see. Because churches can't make you see it, pastors can't make you see it, you can't even make yourself see it. Only the Holy Spirit can open your eyes to show you the crux of the matter, I think somebody would say, man, to show you the substance, to show you what it's all about. You died with Jesus. Now, I want to share with you this little illustration I was thinking of as I was meditating on these truths here. I thought, how many people know exactly what's in their bank account at any moment? Very, very few people. There may be some, who are so, caught up in numbers and they remember everything, but for the most part, none of us know exactly right this second what's in our bank account unless we go check it. We may have an idea. So, well, I think I got, $300, or I think I got $3 million, or whatever. Depending on what your bank account is, if it's 3 million, I need some of it. No, I'm just kidding. But praise the Lord. What we have in our account, we don't know. And so say you run into a problem, I don't know, medical problem. It's going to be very expensive. My wife and I both just these last month have had a root canal on the exact same tooth. Isn't that crazy? My wife and I both the same exact tooth, in the mouth where it's located. Exactly. And I already had a root canal on that tooth, which is the craziest thing in the world. I've never even heard that sometimes you have to redo it. I don't know how many years ago mine was. But anyway, so both my wife and I have been hit over the last month with dental problems. She's already got another tooth now going. And so, I mean, this could completely bankrupt us. But God is on the throne, praise the Lord, and He's going to take care of it. We know that. But when we run into these problems, I immediately start thinking, do I have the money to pay for this? And so I went to look at my bank account, and started doing the math. Well, that didn't turn out too well, but praise the Lord. God's going to provide. We know He always does. He always will. But I didn't know exactly what's in my bank account. And that's what you do. Anytime you face a situation, you need money, you go check. You go look. You do the math. You start thinking. And as Christians, often, we don't know how to look in our account. It's not as simple as Googling it. It's not as simple as logging in to your bank. It comes through revelation. See, your account is made up. What is in your account is the revelations you've received from God. That is your bank account. There's not anything else there. That's it. That is your money. That's your currency. If you want to know what your currency is in heaven or in the kingdom of God, it is revelation. That's the currency. Man, if you just meditate on that, Lord Jesus, that'll mess you up for the rest of your life. It's wonderful. The currency in the kingdom is revelation. And so anytime you run into a situation, into an issue, you have to look at your account. Now, if you don't have a revelation, then you don't have anything to get out of there to pay for the problem, to spend, to use to remedy the situation. And so what we need is the knowing. That's why Paul said, why do you keep sinning? Or do you not know? You see, the knowing is the currency. And so say let me give this a practical example. Say I'm sinning, which all of us do at some point, probably every day in some way. But what I'm really dealing with here is blatant, something you know is sinful. It could be worry. You're always worrying. That's sinful. It could be problems with your temper. You're losing your temper. You're saying bad words. It could be lust. You're sexually looking at somebody you want to be with that you're not supposed to be. It's not your spouse or whatever it may be. The sin you deal with. Now, how do you deal with it? Especially if it's a difficult sin, if it's something you no matter how hard you try, you can't overcome it. You have to go to your bank. Now, if you don't know that you have what you need to conquer it will overwhelm you. You have feelings of despair. Man, that's what Paul was talking about. Romans 7. I'm trying to do what God tells me to do. I'm trying to do what's right, but I end up doing what's wrong. I'm so miserable. And he was miserable because he didn't know. And then you get into Romans 8, 9, 10. You start understanding, actually the whole book, but you start understanding it's in the knowing. And so, but knowing is not the last step. You have to reckon, knowing and then reckoning. I reckon it is true. I know it's true. God told me it's true. I consider it to be true no matter what I see, reckoning. Then we have the presenting, and then we have the walking in the Spirit, walking with him and continually letting him show you what was accomplished at the cross so you can confess it. That's what he's here for. He's not here to point out your sins. He's here to show you what Jesus did and what you have in Jesus. And so just think about this. What's in your account right now? I guarantee probably everybody listening to this will have to go check. You don't know. You don't know exactly what's in there. And it's the exact same way in the Spirit. You've got to know what's in the account. You've got to put stuff in that account. And the only way you can put stuff in that account is through spending time with God, getting revelation. So that anything you face, you can go and make a withdrawal and take care of the problem you're dealing with. Praise God. Next thing you know, your teeth are fixed. Hallelujah. But God bless you today in Jesus' name. I pray it kind of helps you to get a revelation of how this thing works. Amen. And hopefully we'll talk to you soon.